Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Nun Aleph, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss laws of Shechid Merah, specifically somebody that gives all his nechasim away. And there was a Gemara that dealt with what exactly is included in the definition of the word nechasim. The Gemara said, Avda Ikri Nichsi, Ara Ikri Nichsi, Glima ikr nichsi, zuzi ikr nichsi. And now the Gemara says, shtar ikr nichsi. A shtar is also included in the word nechasim. The Amar Rabbi Bar Yitzchak, shnei shtar said, Rabbi Bar Yitzchak said that there are two types of shtars. Now really, there are many types of shtars. But for Rabbi Bar Yitzchak's purpose, there were two types of shtars. Omar, if somebody says, if somebody goes over to somebody else and he says, I want you to be zoicha in this sada on behalf of somebody else. I want to give somebody a gift. The gift is going to be a matana. He's not here to be zoicha in it. I want you to be his shliach. And even though the zoicha wasn't memana, this person as a shliach, zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, it works. If he added in addition to that and said, v'kisvaleis hashtar, I also want him to have a shtar, meaning I don't want to just give him a gift. I want him to have a shtar that proves that this gift is his. So the halach is, chayze b'shtar b'in chayze b'sada. If this person goes and is zoicha in this field on behalf of the ploini, the zchia, the kinyan works. As a result, the gifter, the noisa matana, cannot be chayzer. However, he could be chayzer from the shtar. Because there's zchiyah, the zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav on the sada itself, but there's no zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav on the shtar. What if the noisa matana said, al menashe tichtuv lo yasa shtar? What if he said to this shliach, this person, this zoicha, that I want you to be zoicha in this field on behalf of somebody else, but I also want you to write a shtar, and he made the two contingent upon each other. Meaning, I want the zchiyah to work only if he has a shtar. So then the halach is chayzer b'im shtar b'im besada. Being that we just said the noisin has a right to back out from the shtar, there's no zchiyah on the shtar, so if he can back out from the shtar, memele he can back out from the sod itself. I wasn't he already zoicha in the field and zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav? The answer is yes. However, at the same time, being that he made the kinyan in the field toloi in the shtar, to the extent that he has a right to be chayzer from the shtar, he therefore would be able to be chayzer from the sod as well. And this is what we need. Shleisha Shtar is saying, Rechiba Rabbi said the name of Rav Huna, that going along the lines of Rabbi Bar Yitzchak, I could add a third star. The first two that we just mentioned. Idach, what's the third? Because of a star. If the Moicha would go and he would write a star, in line with the following Allah, that Allah is that a person, a Moicha, is allowed to write a star Mechira, even though he didn't sell his field yet. So let's say Ruvi knows that he wants to sell his field. And he has it on the market, he listed it. At some point, his field is going to be sold. He also wants that as soon as the buyer steps forward and says that I want to buy the field, they shouldn't have to wait 30 days, 60 days, 90 days for the closing. So he has everything prepared. He has the documents prepared. He has everything set up. He just needs to know the name of the buyer and maybe the price, some of the details. But other than that, he's all ready to go. So the halach is koisven shtar lemoicher. You could write even a fartik shtar. You could even have the name of a lekeach. You could even have a date. You could even have a price. You're allowed to do it. It's chiddush. The Rashbam speaks out what the chiddush would be. But that is the halach. And therefore, what happens is that when you eventually do sell the field, when the buyer buys the field, and long for the ride comes the shtar. Meaning when he buys the field, he's going to get the shtar as well. It's included in the kinyan of the field, because the field is karka, the shtar is metaltalin, and you can be kinyan with kinyan agav. Why did we bring in this whole convoluted mission regarding shtaris? For one point. The detail that we wanted was that you see that it's possible for a lekeach who's making a kinyan in a field to be koina, the shtar mecher, for that field, together with the field with kinyan agav. Now, the Mishnah that discusses kinyan agav says you could be koina nechasim she'ein la machrayis, together with nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis. In this case, the nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis is the field, it's the karka. The nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis is the shtar. You see that a shtar is called nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis. For our purposes, you see it's called nechasim. If it's called nechasim, so therefore a shchiv merah, or somebody that gives a gift, and he says, I'm giving my nechasim, included in nechasim, is going to be a shtar. So again, we brought this whole convoluted halacha, two shtaris, three shtaris, keis v'shtar l'moicher, v'afel b'shein l'keyach, imoy, zachal adam shloi. The fun of, we touched on three or four big sugyas hashas, but really all we wanted was one prat, that was shtelling tzu, the mishnah of you could be koine nechasim she'en lamachrayis together with nechasim shleish lamachrayis, aka agav, to karken shtar, shtar being the nechasim she'en lamachrayis. Thus, you see, it's nechasim. Oh, it's nechasim. That's what the Gemara means. Shtar ikra nichsi. It says the Gemara behemet ikra nichsi. Behem is also called nechasim. The time we learned in the Mishnah, another important halacha when you learn kachim, a makdish nechasav. If someone's makdish all his nechasav, he's a ben behema ruy legabe bezmech, and he had included in his nechasim behemas that were royal. So this person was makdish all his nechasim, and he was makdish them lebed kabay. So you could be makdish something le mizbeach. Person has an animal. He could say, I want this animal to be kaddish. Arezu oyla, arezu shlomim. I want it to go on the mizbeach. Or he could say that I want the value of it to go lebed kabay. It's meaning they're going to use it for the maintenance. They can use it for whatever it is. So this person was makdish all his nechasim lebed kabay, and included in his nechasim were behemos, which are things that are ra'i to go on the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, zecharim, if the animals are zecharim oylois. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to sell it. Use the proceeds for bedek habayis, because that was the kivun, that was the intention of the makdish. But at the same time, we don't want to just allow this animal to go work in somebody's field. We try to find someone that's looking to buy an animal for a korban oyla. An oyla was a zachar. Being that an oyla was a zachar, we try to sell it for a korban oyla. So the proceeds is going to go to bedek habayis, because the makdish had in mind bedek habayis. But at the same time, we use the animal that was there for kadshe mizbeach. That's the halacha. The nekevos, if there's a nekeva, you mark losar because if shlom, shlom can be either a zacha or a nekeva. So if it's a nekeva, you can use it for a shlom. What's the bottom line? Hamakdish nechasav v'hoisa behem behema. You see, included in hekdish nechasim are the behemas. Thus, behemas also ikri nixi. Says the Gemara, oifos ikri nixi. Birds are also considered nechasim. Time we learned in the Mishnah, makdish nechasav. Someone's makdish all his nechasim. For you bent varim arin lagabim mizbeach, and he had included his nechasim things that are right to go on the mizbeach, such as yenois, wine, shmonim, oil, va'oifos. Again, someone was makdish's nechasim, and he had oifos. You see, oifos are included in the chasim. Now, what's the halacha? The Gemara over here doesn't bring the halacha. But again, we don't really care about the halacha now. That's when you learn kachim. What we care about is if someone's makdish's nechasim, and he has oifos, the oifos become hektish. Why? Because oifos, ikri nichsi. Tefillin ikri nichsi, says the Gemara. Tefillin is also called nechasim. The Tanah, we learn to the mikdash. A makdish nechasim. If someone's makdish's nechasim, my way tefillin, we assess how much the tefillin is worth, and he has to include that in his hektish, meaning he probably needs his tefillin. So we let him keep the tefillin, but he's going to have to be poydet. So he's going to have to give, if tefillin costs $2,000, then he's going to keep his tefillin, and he's going to have to write a $2,000 check to Bedek Habayis. Yibayilu, says the Gemara, say for Torah mine. So we pretty much ran the gamut. We covered almost everything. Avda ikri nichsi, ara ikri nichsi, glima ikri nichsi, zuzi ikri nichsi. That was all yesterday. This morning we had shtara ikri nichsi, behema ikri nichsi, oifos ikri nichsi, even tefillin is ikri nichsi, says the Gemara. I have one shayla. What about a Sefer Torah? Is a Sefer Torah called nichsi, or is a Sefer Torah not called nichsi? Says the Gemara, kibbutz leim mizdavin. Do you say that being that you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, the osi lizvune lab nichsehu? Maybe that's the reason it shouldn't be considered nechasim. Are you dilma kibbutz leim mizdavin? Being that there are times that you could sell a Sefer Torah. When Lumay Torah Felisa Isha Nichsehu, maybe it is going to be considered Nichse, says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Teku Tishbi Yataris Kushis Valbayas. We're not sure whether or not you could sell whether Sefer Torah is Ikri Nichse or Sefer Torah is not Ikri Nichse. We're going to learn a little more Gemara and then we're going to come back to this. Simon Zutra Ime Da Amram Mitarti Akfasa Rav Tuvi Rav Dimi Rav Yosef. Gemara now, from here till the end of the daf, is going to bring a bunch of stories. Again, Bava Basra type stories, albeit somewhat lighter than many of the Gemaras that we've been learning in the last couple of weeks. Even the Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia, Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia's mother, Kisvinu Lenichse the Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia. She wrote a shtar, I'm giving all my nechasim to my son, Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia. So this is Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia's mother. She wrote a shtar that she's writing over all his nechasim, estate planning, she's giving everything to her son, Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia. And the reason she did this was the Bailan Subid Leila Razvid, because she was about to marry Rav Zvid. And she didn't want that Rav Zvid should have some claim on her nechasim. So this was her prenuptial agreement. So she doesn't want Rav Zvid to have anything in terms of her nechasim. So this is a very easy way out. She does a little bit of estate planning, she gets married, she's broke, perfect. There's the Gemara in Tziva, she married Rav Zvid Vigirsha, and then Rav Zvid divorced her. She wanted her nechasim back. Asked to come to Rabbi Barabai. So she went to Rabbi's son, Rabbi Omar, Abaye Paskin, Mishum and Subehu in Tziva. It was very clear why you did this. You did this because you wanted to marry Rav Zvid. Now, had you not married Rav Zvid, I would have given you your nechasim back. Because I would have said there was an umnur of the mulchach that you only gave your nechasim to your son, Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia, because you wanted to marry Rav Zvid. So, if you didn't marry Rav Zvid, I would say, it's as if you made a tanai. It's not dvarim shavalev, because there's an umnur of the mulchach. So I would have given it back to you. But the problem is you married Rav Zvid. And being that you married Rav Zvid, so you satisfied the tanai. What would the tanai have been? That I'm only giving it to you on the condition that I marry Rav Zvid. Okay, so you marry Rav Zvid. So either way, Rabbi Rabbi said, there's nothing I can do for you. Because you gave it ala tanai that you were going to get married. You got married. The fact that you got divorced now, I can't help you. I believe Rabbi 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 Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Rabbi, Mishum da asim mimuloi, amriti milimulyasam. You find this throughout Chaz. Because you come from Mamala, you come from that place, you say things that have mumin in them. Well, I mean, what you're saying, Rabbi Rabbi, is not good. Because I feel the man of Rachis Kani. There is a machlokes in Shas, it's a sugi mesachtes ksubas. If a woman gives away her nechasim because she's getting married and she doesn't want her husband to have a claim on it. So it's a machlokes, mavrachas, kani or loy kani. Said Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua that even according to the man that holds, mavrachas kani, hani mili, when is that? Hecha, doloy galya daita. That's only if it's not clear what she was thinking. Avul hocha, but over here, galya daita. Over here, it is clear that mishum meaning, I'm going with your logic, Rabbi Rabbi. You're acknowledging that this isn't just an ordinary mavrachas. This isn't a classic case where a woman just gives away all nechasim before she gets married. There's an umdur of the muchach why she did this. She did this because she didn't want her husband, Rav Zvid, to have a right to her possessions. She'd rather her son have it. So that's why she's giving it. Now, you're timing that what was her thought process? I'm doing it almanas that I get married. So she got married. The fact that she got divorced is neither here nor there. Said Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, I disagree. I think it's more than that. It's not just a daita d'achi that she gets married. It's a daita d'achi that she stays married. I said she didn't stay married. So Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua argued with the Psak Rabbi Bar Abaya, and he allowed Ime the Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia to get her possessions back. Ime the Rami Bar Chum. So we had Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia's mother. Now we have Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama's mother. So Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama are two famous brothers in Shas. They're famous for many reasons. Number one, they were both Gedolei Amirah. Number two, they were married to sisters. They were both married to Rav Chisda's daughters. This is one of the examples that the Nedib Yehuda gives in his famous tshuva when he talks about the Tzavav Rav Yehuda Achasin and how it has no bearing l'alacha. He says, because you see, even Amirah didn't follow some of the things that are mentioned in the Tzavah, because he talks about two brothers not marrying two sisters, which knocks out like three quarters of Masechta Yevamos. But he talks about two brothers not marrying two sisters, and there were two brothers in Shas that married two sisters, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, both married Rav Chisda's daughter. So here we have a Gemara about these two brothers. Imid Rami Bar Chama Urto, because of Didol Nichsa Rami Bar Chama at night. She was writing a will, and in her will, she wrote that I want all my nechasim to go to my son, Rami Bar Chama. But Safra, the next morning, she wrote another will, and Kisoftiru, the Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Then she wrote that she wants all nechasim to go to Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Also, Rami Bar Chama, the Kedir Rav Sheishas. So Rami Bar Chama went to Rav Sheishas, Ukma bin Nichse. And Rav Sheishas said, your star was written first, and therefore you get it. His will had predated Rav Ukva Bar Chama's will, so it was too late. At that point, Ime, the Rav Rabbi Bar Chama and Rav Kur Bar Chama had no right to reassign her possessions. Also, Rav Kur Bar Chama, Rav Nachman, Rav Kur Bar Chama also went to a Rav, and he went to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "You, Rav Kur Bar Chama, the one that got it second, you're the one that's going to get it." So it was a machloikis, Rav Sheshes. And Rav Nachman, also Rav Sheshes, came to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes went to Rav Nachman. Amalei, he told him, "My time, Ukmei Malo, Rav Kur Bar Chama. Why did you give it to the second son? Why did you give it to Rav Kur Bar Chama? Imishum the Hadrava. Is it because you're viewing the mother giving it to the second son as her being chayzer from the matana that she gave? And we know that a shchiv merah could be chayzer, but said Rav Sheshes vashchiva, she died. Meaning, when this was all happening, at this point, she hadn't been alive anymore. And once she's dies, at that point she can't be chayzer." Meaning the whole halacha of a shchiv merah being able to be chayzer is up. If a shchiv merah writes a shtar, or a different shchiv merah tichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, and then he has a refuah, at that point the halacha is that if he gave everything away he could be chayzer. If it was a matar b'miktzas, he can't be chayzer. But that's only assuming that the shchiv merah gets better. But if the shchiv merah doesn't get better and then eventually dies, then there's no halach of chazar. Amalei, Rav Nachman told Rav Sheshes, incorrect. It's not true. Omad is not integral in order for the shchiv merah to be able to be chazar. The halach of shchiv merah gives all his nechasa in a way that if he's omad, he'll be able to be chazar. That even if he's not omad, he's also allowed to be chayzer. But Rav Sheshes followed and said, "Emid amar Shmuel la'atzmoy la'achem yomar." I hear, but maybe Shmuel only meant that if the shchimer wants to be chayzer because the shchimer wants to take the possessions back for him or herself, maybe then the halacha is you can be chayzer. But over here, the mother didn't want the chasen; she wanted to give it to her other son. She wanted, instead of it going to Rami Bar Chama, it should go to Rabuk for Bar Chama. Amalei, he told him back, "Feirish amar Shmuel." It's not true. Shmuel said it beforeish. Dein la'atzmoy. Another story. Rav Amram Chasida of the end of Masechtas Kedushin, of the sugyas of Yichud fame. So the mother had a zekel of shtoris. As she was dying, Amram, she said, "I wanted to go to my son Amram." So apparently Rav Amram had brothers and they came to Rav Nachman. Amrulei, they told him that, "I don't think my brother should get it. And even though you'll tell me divrei shchiv merah tichsurim v'chimsurim dami, yesh noichman 101, misha meis 101, it's pashit, then if my mother said it should go to Rav Amram Chasida, that it should go to Rav Amram Chasida." But it could be over here, v'haloi mashach, being that there was no mashiach, it should be different. Explains the Rashbam that the brothers were tining that even though it's true, divrei shchiv merah tichsurim v'chimsurim dami, maybe shtaris is different, because you find that when it comes to be kind of shtaris, you have to do a little bit more. Ksiva, Mesira, Meshicha, we had these sugyas not so long ago. They were in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, where there's an idea that to be koina shtar, you'd have to do more than an ordinary kinyan that you need to make when you're being koina metaltling. And the reason is because if you do a regular Meshicha, let's say on a shtar, it could be all you're being koina is the chaspa ba'alma. But if you want to be koina the osius in the shtar, you want to be koina the shibur in the shtar, you want to be koina the tifkai in the shtar, for that already, maybe you need to do more than an ordinary kinyan. So the brothers came with a whole lumpus. They came that I know there was a halacha of divrei shchiv merah kinsurim v'chimsurim dami, but maybe that only works in lieu of an ordinary kinyan. A prosta ma'isa meshicha, a prosta ma'isa mesira. There, divrei shchiv merah is kinsurim v'chimsurim dami. But maybe where you need a beefed up type of kinyan, such as shtar, which requires meshicha and mesira, it needs more than just an ordinary kinyan. Maybe then you don't have the halacha of divrei shchiv merah kichsurim chimsurim dami. So Rav Nachman politely heard what they had to say, and amalahu divrei shchiv merah kichsurim chimsurim dami. Good answer. No, it's a nice svara, but it's wrong la halacha. Ach say Rav Tuvi bar Masna, because of tinul nichsli Rav Tuvi bar Masna. Rav Tuvi bar Masna's sister once wrote all her nechasim to Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna. Bitzafra in the morning, Lapanya in the afternoon, also Rav Achdevoy by Rav Masna. So Rav Achdevoy by Rav Masna, who was Rav Tuvi by Rav Masna's brother, who was Rav Masna, by the way? Rav Masna was Rav Yechanan's 11th son. We've spoken this out in the past. Rav Yechanan lost Loyalenu 10 sons during his lifetime. Den Geromad Asira, he'd go be Menachem Avil people, he'd give them tremendous chizik, he would pull out the bone of his 10th son. How could Rav Yechanan carry a bone? Rav Yechanan was a Kayin. Rashi says it was Chatzishir, there's no Chatzishir when it comes to Tumah. Tosfos says that it was a tooth, or maybe it was a nail, something that's not metama. Either way, we've spoken out so much rate about this. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. But there's a medrash that says Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. His name was Rav Masna, and he sent him from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel to go to Tera by Shmuel. So this is Rav Tuvi by Rav Masna and Rav Achta by Rav Masna. They're both brothers. And they also had a sister. The sister wrote all nechasim to one of her brothers, to Rav Tuvi, in the morning and in the afternoon. Rav Achta Boy came and he said, I understand. People are going to start saying that, oh, this brother, Rav Tuvi Bar Master, he's a Talmud Chacham. That's why his sister wrote all her nechasim over to this brother. But me, ich bin a batlan. So that's why no one's giving me anything. And he said, it's going to make me look so bad. It's not the money. I just want to look like a tzumi mirabonis. So the Gemara says, okay, she was persuaded because of tinu nehale. So instead, she gave it to the second brother. Also, the kami derev Nachman, amalei hachi amashvul, kol shilu amal chayza chayz matanasai. Went to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the same psak that he said in the Maisa with Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Same exact story, that it goes to the second person. Why? Because if a Shechimra could be Chayzer, then a Shechimra could give it to somebody else. She died. It doesn't matter. She's not keeping it for herself. She's giving it to somebody else. It doesn't matter. Ach, say, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, habalei piskitz de pardisa. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef had a sister that had a paradise. Kolemus davachosho, whenever she wasn't feeling well, have a maknula nahale. So whenever she was having a bad day, she thought she was dying, so she would call her brother quickly, she'd say, "Nu gaishnel machakinyin, I want to give it to you." The chikaima, then she would always miraculously have a refuah, have a hadrama, she would get it back. So the Gemara, zimna chada chosho, she wasn't feeling well. Shal chale, she sends a memo, she sends a telegram to her brother, "Talk honey, come quickly, be kind." Shalach, he wrote back, "Loibina, I'm done with these games. When you're really ready to die, let me know. But now, I don't have time for this. I can't keep on coming back and forth." She says, "I'm not coming." So the Gemara says, "Shalchale." She sent back, "Tokni kolecha the boy." Says, "You know what? I hear. Till now, you've been making a kinyan in line of the way I've instructed you to make kinyan. Be kainan however you want to be kainan." He says, "Aha, now we're talking already." So the Gemara says, he came back, vekonu mine shaira. He was kainan, but he left over something. Now, what was the significance of the fact that he left over something? Because now it's a mat neshchid mera. Where you were shaya karka kolshu, or metautul in kolshu, like the Gemara said. That's a mishnah already on kufa and vavam of the days. So now that even if she's going to get better, at that point, he's going to be able to keep it. Kikaima, when she had her refuah again, hadrabah. So the Gemara says she was Chayzer. So the Kami to Rav Nachman, and she went to Rav Nachman. He said, "I told Rav Nachman I'm not coming. I'm a Ma'isi. Why should I come? Hashayra v'konumine. There's no reason for me to come, Rav Nachman. I'm not going to get on a train again, horse and buggy. Spend 2 weeks to go to my. It's not it. It's not Negeya. I outsmarted my sister once and for all. There's no reason for me to do this.
Even though it wasn't her das.
What's that?
It wasn't her das.
Oh, so the Gemara says, if you don't come, if you don't come, I'm going to hurt you without causing any blood to come out, which Rashbam says, meaning I'm going to put you into cherem. How so? So they spoke to so we're a little all over the place there. But basically, what happened here was this woman used to feel like she was dying very often. And whenever she was in such a state, she would call her brother. Her brother was Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. And she'd say, "I'm giving you all nechasim." But apparently, she would always have a refuah. And when she would have a refuah, she would be chayzer. She wasn't interested in dealing with this anymore. So finally he said, "You know what? I'm going to be kain a little bit. I'm going to leave over some. And to the extent I leave over some, it's a mat neshchim rabim bixas, mat neshchim rabim bixas, can't be chayzer. So now my sister won't be able to be chayzer anymore." So when she wanted to be chayzer, he didn't want to come. She went to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman forced to put him at the chayim. He says, "I don't understand what's going on. It's a mishnah in Perek Mishavais. Manna shchivra b'miktas. The halacha is you cannot be chayzer." Rav Nachman goes, "Oh, gewaldig." He said, "What's the pshat? A manna shchivra b'miktas. You can't be chayzer. What's the reason for it? Because we assumed from the fact that she left over something in her mind, she didn't really think she was dying. A matna shchivra b'kuloy. There's an umdun adamuchach that the shchivra thinks he's dying." Because if you don't think you're dying, then you would have left something over. Nobody gives away all his nechasim. So even though he didn't speak it out, and dvarim shavalei, they know dvarim, but there's an umdenodim muchach says that even though you didn't speak it out, it's clear. It's as if you spoke it out. But that's only if you give everything away. If you leave something back, then fakert, then you don't have an umdenodim muchach anymore. If you don't have an umdenodim muchach, so it's for that reason, the halacha is that you cannot be chozer. But over here, she said it before. She said, she says, oh, Nebuch, I'm going to die. So you see, in her mind, this was in her head, clearly. But she thought she was dying. So if she thought she was dying, it was a matnas shchimra. And even though it was b'miksas, it's as if it was b'kuloi. Because again, what's the chashivos of matnas shchimra b'miksas? Or b'kuloi? Is there an umdur in the mukach, or there's no umdur? Halacha doesn't care if you give everything away, if you give some of it away. That's not the point. That's not the nekuda. What's the point? The point is there an umdur in the mukach that you're only giving it a day to the hachi that you die? Or no, there is no such umdur in the mukach. If there's an umdur in the mukach, then even though you didn't speak it out, and dvarim shavayim and dvarim, we don't care. But if there's no umdur in the mukach, then it's dvarim shavayim. Then it's like giving something to somebody without making a proper tanai. What's the halacha? You can be thinking it from today till tomorrow. We don't really care. So ordinarily, a matna shchimra b'miktsas, there's no umdin in the muchach that you're thinking to only give the gift, that you die. But if she said, so that's already different. That already creates a scenario where you have a gilu milsa. That's similar to kedusha memtes. I mean, we can make this gemara more lundish if we want to. But the pasuk shan in the gemara is very, very simple. Now already, it goes into the realm where you do have a shtark umdin. You have a shtark umdin, even though it's a matna shchimra b'miktsas, the halacha is, she could be chayzer, says the Gemara. Itmar matna shchimra b'miktsas. Amru rabbanu kamid rava. Mishmei demar zutro. Brei de Rav Nachman. The Amah mishmei de Rav Nachman. Harehi kematnas bari. Harehi kematnas shchimra. So shchimra that gives matana b'miktsas. It's like a matnas bari, and it's like a matnas shchimra. It has some of the qualities of both. Harehi kematnas bari. How so? Shema madini chayzer. Just like a bari, if he gives a matana, then later he wants to be chayzer. He has no ability to be chayzer. A matna shchimra b'miktsas is the same halacha. But at the same time, a reka matna shchimra, the loy boy kinyan. Just like a shchimra that gives all his nechasim, you have the halacha of divrei shchimra kichsurvim v'chimsurim dami. So too, a shchimra that gives miktsas nechasim away, you can have the same halacha of divrei shchimra kichsurvim v'chimsurim dami. In other words, the Gemara is pondering an interesting shayla. You see that a matna shchimra b'miktsas is not treated 100% like a matna shchimra. How so? If he gets up, he could be chayzer. Matna shchimra b'miktsas, he can't be chayzer. So what about with regards to the halacha of divrei shchimra kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami? Do you have the halacha of kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami that you don't need a kinyan, or do you not? So says the Gemara that harei kamatna hasbari, v'harei kamatna shchimra. It's kamat nashbari. You're right. You can't be chayzer, but it's kamat nashchimra. Never say things in the name of Rav Nachman that are not oiskal. Rav Nachman, harei kamat nashbari. Uboy kenyan. It's not true. You're saying that Rav Nachman said harei kamat nashbari. Harei kamat nash. I'll tell you what I heard Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said it's like a mat nashbari and it's like a mat nashbari. It's like a mat nashbari that you can't be chayzer and it's like a mat nashbari that you need a keiser. Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the shchimra that gave away his nechasim. So there were two cases when he was Shaya Karka Kolshu, then the halach is he can't be chayzer. If he gave everything away, he could be chayzer. So the Mishnah said, Shaya Karka Kolshu, Matanazim, Matanazim, my love, the loy konamine. Isn't the Mishnah talking about a shchimra who didn't make a kinyan? The Mishnah says, loy, the konamine. Why are you assuming that? The Mishnah says, I'll tell you why. I was because Yochi aim is safe. Loy, Shaya Karka Kolshu, Matanazim, Matanazim, if he didn't leave anything over, meaning he gave away all his nechasim, the matana is not going to be a matana. He could be chayzer. Either konamine, if he was koina, my aim, Matanazim, Matanazim. The Gemara assumes that the only time a shchimra that gives away all his Chosim. If he gets up, he could be chayzer. That's if there was no kinyan. If you're relying on divrei shchimra, kichsuv v'chimsurim dami, then you could be chayzer. But if you made a kinyan, then you shouldn't be able to be chayzer. If that's the case, that means the sefer the Mishnah is talking about where there was no kinyan. So the Reish of the Mishnah is also talking about where there was no kinyan. So you see clearly then that a shchimra could give a matana b'miktsas on a kinyan. Amalei, he told him, "Ekochi amashmul." No, shchimra shekasav kol nechasav lafcherim afal pi shekonu miyadai. Amat chayzer, he could be chayzer. Yadua shlohei mitzava elo machmas misa. Even if there was a kinyan, you could be chayzer. And why? The last line of the Gemara is the punchline. What's the punchline? Shlohei mitzava elo machmas misa. Because what's the yisoid of why a shchivmera, if he's amat, he could be chayzer? It has nothing to do with a leniency in the matna shchimra because it only was dvorim. There was a, even if you make a kinyan, you can make the best kinyan ever. Who cares? You could still be chayzer. Because there's an umdur in the muchach that in your mind you only gave it a day to the hachi that you were going to die. And just like a person could do a kinyan ala tonight, you could be mekadosh nisha ala tonight, you could be megarish nisha ala tonight, you could do everything ala tonight, pretty much. So too, you have a right to give your matana ala tonight. I didn't make it tonight, but we know what you were thinking. So what, you were thinking the Tanai? Dvarim shablevein and dvarim, not when there's an umdere de muchach. So over here, there's an umdere de muchach. What's going through your mind? I'm only giving you the gift on the tzad that I died. But if I get better, not. Umdere de muchach is as if you spoke it out mefurish. It's as if you said it, but mishpatei atnayim, it works with the parish of Tanai. So the Gemara, the Havamita, that maybe the only time a shchivmera that's omad could be chayzer is when there was no kinyan, because it's maybe related to a klishus in divrei shchivmera. No shaychus, that's not pashup shan in the Gemara. You missed the point. The reason a shchivmera fizomari could be chayzer is because the whole matana was given on Tanai. It was on the Tanai that he dies, or on the Tanai that he decides that he doesn't want to be chayzer. Ah, he never spoke out the Tanai. And dvarim shabalev ain't a dvarim. The teretz is toisus kedushin, memtes amid beis, toisus ksubis tzadik zayin amid aleph, toisus kedushin, davav amid beis. All the ensuing raid. It's because there's an umdin of the muchach, and whenever there's an umdin of the muchach, there's a chlorkite that this is what's going through this mind. In that case, you do not have the halacha of divrei. You don't have the halacha of dvarim shabalev ain't a dvarim. So two hearts, one a little bit lighter, and one a little bit more lumpish. So in the beginning of the Gemara was discussing, if someone gives a gift, and he says, I'm giving my nechassim away, what's included in the nechassim? Avda, glima, ara, zuzi, shtara, behema, oifis, tefillin, and then the Gemara said, ibay lahu, sefer Torah mai. What about a sefer Torah? Is a sefer Torah included in the definition of the word nechassim, or is it not included in the definition of the word nechassim? What did it start? And do you say kibitalim is davin, being that it's also to sell a sefer Torah lav nechsihu, or do you say kibitalim is davin, being that sometimes you are allowed to sell it, lilmay Torah v'lisa isha, to learn Torah and to get married nechsihu? It is considered nechassim, and the Gemara wasn't sure. The Gemara said, take. Well, either way, an interesting halacha. It's also for a person to sell a sefer Torah, but there are two exceptions to the rule. Lilmoy Torah, the Lisa Isha, those are two examples where a person is allowed to sell a sefer Torah. The Torah is chayim in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Says a gewaldige chiddush, a chiddush that's brought down in halacha, and for people that write and donate sifrei Torah, this is very much halacha l'maisa. Says the Torah Chaim, v'nira, the yochid hakosef sefer Torah la'atzmoy, a yochid that writes a sefer Torah for himself. And why would he write a sefer Torah? Because the mitzvah in the Torah is the 613th mitzvah in the Torah. Mitzvah's taryag is mitzvah's ksiva sefer Torah. The noisna lebeis haknesses. And after he writes it, he gives it to a beis haknesses. He doesn't really have what to do with it in his house. Likris babitzibor umakdisha lav shapakovit. He's doing the wrong thing. The kivin shemakdisha says the Torah Chaim. Once he gives it to a beis medrash, harei shal hektish. It belongs to hektish. The lav shaloi, it's not his. V'shuv eni yoytze b'yidei chayvasa. And he's not yoytze anymore his mitzvah. So, presumably, a person that gives a sefer Torah is doing it for the right reasons, which is, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's the 613th mitzvah in the Torah. Says the Torah Chaim that if you're going to go now and take that sefer Torah, and you're going to donate it to your favorite shul, it's very noble, but the problem is laf shaprikovit. You're not doing the right thing from the mitzvah standpoint. Because once you makdish it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah anymore. You know why? It's up to Teres Chaim, so geschmack. De lochem ksev, what's state in the pasuk? Va'ata kisvu lochem. It says lochem, and just like you find by Dalid Minim says the Teres Chaim, she'en adam yoytzeh v'shal chaveiro. You can't be yoytzeh on the first day sukkahs with your friends. Dalid Minim midchsiv b'hu ulakachtem lochem. So too, when it comes to a sefer Torah, the Torah says va'ata kisvu lochem as hashir hazoyis. So kol kam, it's yours. You have it. You became the mitzvah. But if I write it, even if at that point maybe I was yoytzeh the mitzvah, now I give it away. Moving forward, it's not lochem. If it's not lochem, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. So it says the Teres Chaim, if you're doing it to be mekayim, the 613th mitzvah in the Torah, it's a problem, because the minute you give it away, it's not going to be lochem anymore. Says the Teres Chaim, nishnar dem, I found it's a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of the third parak in Hilchos Melachim, Rambam's talking about a melech. A melech used to have a special sefer Torah. Says the Rambam, be'eshe yoshev ha-melech ha-kisim ha-chusoy, koysav lo'y sefer Torah l'shmoy. Used to write a sefer Torah. Yes, sir, Allah sefer shenichol ha'voisav. In addition to the sefer that he presumably yarshin from his father, meaning in addition to the Sefer Torah that every Yid is supposed to have. He had a special Sefer Torah. Im loy nichlei avos of Sefer, says the Rambam, what if this Melech did not yarshin a Sefer Torah, or he had a Sefer Torah and he lost it, koisev shnei Sefer Torah. So then he doesn't just write one Sefer Torah, he has to write two Sefer Torah. Says the Teres Chaim, a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says that if a person writes a Sefer Torah and then he loses it, so the halacha is he has to write another Sefer Torah. He says, I think it's a very big chiddush. Because I could have argued that the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah that you have to do one time in your life, l'chura, the atak is for l'chem, yoitza, once you write a Sefer Torah. If a person writes a Sefer Torah and he loses the Sefer Torah, does he have the 613th mitzvah? Does he not have it? Says the Teres Chaim, I would have argued, perhaps you have it. You will mekayim the mitzvah at the kisvu. But why then does the Rambam say that if avad, if you lost your Sefer Torah, you have to write two Sefer Torah. One, the special Sefer Torah that the Malach has to have. In addition, you have to have that old Sefer Torah. Vaisley says the Teres Chaim, the mitzvah is not just to write the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is to write it at the heaven. And you need to, and as long as you have it, you're making the mitzvah. But berega, you don't have it anymore because you lost it. So now you're not getting the mitzvah anymore. It's a mitzvah timidi. You have to go and write another Sefer Torah. So says the Teres Chaim, what's the difference if you lost it, or if you sell it, or if you makdish it to your local base medrash? At the end of the day, you need to have the Sefer Torah in order to be yoitza. And if you don't have the Sefer Torah, you cannot be yoitza. Pischei tshuva in Simon Ayin Resh. Resh Ayin. Brings this Teres Chaim lahalacha. He says that the Teres Chaim says a gevaldige chiddush lahalacha. He says that a person who writes a Sefer Torah and he gives it away, he's not mekayim the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. He says v'chein ro'isi b'sefer brikei Yosef. That's the chidah shekosav came b'shem tshuvas beis Yehuda. But then he says, I found other achronim that argue v'ayim b'sefer b'nei Yoina mehagoyin Rav Yoina land sofer shecholei golav v'ayim b'sefer pardes David parshas kiseitze shecholei gamkin ala teres chayim anal v'chein b'sefer teres nesano mehagoyin bal korban nesano shal arosh parshas bottom line is the Pesach Tshuva says it's 2 days. He says a big time machlokes achronim. So if a person writes a Sefer Torah, so a lot of people, what they do is they lease it to them, or they give it to them alatnai, matana manas lahachzer, or fakir, you could use it, but it's really, really mine. So push it, it sounds like, oh, he doesn't want to give it to the shul. No. It could be from a halakha standpoint, this is actually the proper way to do it, because at the end of the day, to the extent you give it away, it's not going to be lachem. It says, v'at the kisvu lachem. It's a mitzvah t'midi, says the Teres Chaim. How do I know that? Because the Rambam says, if you lose it, you have to write another Sefer Torah. So this is something that you constantly are supposed to have, and to muzayim lachem, if you give it away, it's not going to be lachem. And for that reason, you're not going to spread the minchas chinuch. A mitzvah tariyag, a gevaldig akasha on the Teres Chaim. He brings the Teres Chaim as well, and he asks a bumper. He says, it comes out that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to write a Sefer Torah. But the mitzvah is not just to write it. The mitzvah is to write it at the head. The moment it's not lochem, at that point, you have to write another Sefer Torah. Just like if you lost it, if you mocked the shit, says the Teres Chaim, you'd have to have another Sefer Torah. Oy, bazoy, zokta, I don't understand this halach. We all know the Gemara. It's usher to sell a Sefer Torah, with two exceptions. Lumay Torah, velisa isha. So to learn Torah, to pay tuition, to go learn, or to get married, then it's going to be okay. Frekt, the minchas chinuch, to the extent you're telling me that a person that has a Sefer Torah is mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. But if he sells the Sefer Torah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. It's mashma then, that if this yid had one Sefer Torah, and he wants to go learn Torah now. He wants to get married. We would tell him, "Lumo Torah v'lisa isha, you'll let us all say for Torah." L'chayr, by doing that, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. Ksiva sefer Torah. Ve'heichan motzinu, ve'heichan ro'inu, ve'heichan shamanu, freikta mechas chinuch, tzorich iyon. I never heard of such a thing. That there's an idea, go be a dayan and be mevatel the mitzvah, k'day that you should be able to do a bigger mitzvah. I never heard of such a thing. So if selling a sefer Torah involves a bittul mitzvah, how would it involve a bittul mitzvah? A yid has a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. And we're probably not talking about a person that has 10 sefer Torah. We're probably talking about a person that has a sefer Torah. So you're telling him now, Lumay Torah v'lisa isha, you could sell it. By selling it, Lumay Torah chayim, it's not going to be lochem anymore. You're going to be mevatel. The Rambam was talking about losing it. The Teres Chaim was talking about being makdish it. Mechatz Chinuch is talking about selling it, but it's all the same. Hatzad Hashav Hashav Ahen is that it's not lochem anymore. If it's not going to be lochem, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. If you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah anymore, how is it possible that we allow you to go be a dayan, to go be mevatel a mitzvah? He says, Achakim l'shkeret, azazach. And Mechatz Chinuch is very bothered by this kasha based on our Gemara, and he bribes Tzarechin. Just one halacha that came to mind, it's a little bit of a tzushdel, it's not a great tzushdel, but it's a little bit of a tzushdel, is the last halacha in Hilchas Kibud Aveid. the end of Simon Reish Mem. The Mechaber over there says, Talmud Shereitzel Alechas L'mokem Acher, Shehu Beiteach Shira Simon Bracha B'Talmudai. You have someone who's learning in yeshiva, he wants to go to a certain yeshiva. Okay, the aviv meichavai, but his father's not happy with it. Because he's worried. He's really afraid for his son's life. So Bacha wants to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. It's during the Intifada, or it's Lebedig in Eretz Yisrael. The parents are nervous. No, I'm afraid. Suicide bombers. Absolutely not. I don't want you to go. The halach is mitzad kibud of the aim. The son is not obligated to listen to his father. Says Rabbi, I'll give you another. Where a child is not obligated to listen to his father. If the son wants to get married and the father is not happy with the shidduch, so the son doesn't have to listen to the father. So at the very end of Hilchas Kibud Aveim, the Shulchan Aruch gives us two examples where a child does not have to listen to a father. You know what the two examples are? Lumei Torah, v'lisa isha. So you see clearly that if your father tells you to do something, you now have a mitzvah sasei deiraisa of kabir esa v'icha v'esimecha. But it's lumei Torah v'lisa isha. You don't have to listen. I can go learn Torah. I can get married. Lilmay Torah v'lisa isha works. You can even be mevatel a mitzvah saseh doiraisa of kabbinet of mechas mecha be your dayan for these two things. The boss freaked the mechas chinuch. I never heard of such a thing. That lilmay Torah v'lisa isha, we allow you to sell sefer Torah. When you sell the sefer Torah, like the Torah's chayim, you're being mevatel a mitzvah saseh doiraisa. Which mitzvah? Atikis for the kabbis hashir hazois. What do you mean? It's a furish halacha, the last halacha. Hilchas kibud aveim. You can be mevatel, keep it aveim. But then, if you look in the poskim, it's not so clear why you don't have to listen to your father b'kai gavim. It could be the gedder advarim is not that. Like there's a trio that you could be mavato the mitzvah. Could be the father has no ability to dictate who you should marry and where you should learn Torah. So it's not so much that there's a mitzvah that you're being mavato. Nervos, lumo Torah v'lisa isha is doicha, as if it works with the sugyas of trio. But it's more that these are things that the father has no domain over, and as a result, I am a biragra, I am a poiskin. So that's already a whole different shmuz. But I'll just tell you a few other interesting ha'aras on this note. Number one. There's a tshuva from Moshe. It's in Erechayim, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Nun Aleph. And the tshuva begins where Moshe was discussing, are you allowed to make from an Ezras Noshim a mikvah? So could you take a Ezras Noshim and make from it a mikvah for Noshim? That was the shayla over there. Now, what should be the big deal? It's such a big deal. You have a shul. It's a very big Ezras Noshim. The ladies stopped coming to shul anyways. So, we'll take the Ezras Noshim and we'll use it. We'll use it for a Davin Sheva Kedusha. We'll use it for a mikvah. The reason it's not Pashit is because it's a halach and shulchan aruch. It's an erechaim hilchas beis haknesses, simin kufnun gimel siv cotton test. Kisha meichrim anchei akfar beis haknesses, discussing the halachas over there, when you're allowed to sell a beis haknesses, yuchaylam the meichrim mimkar oylam. If it's a kfar as opposed to a city, so you're allowed to sell it. Valoikech yasabim ashi whatever he wants, chutz, but there's four things you're not allowed to do with a beis haknesses. You can't make it into a merchitz, or a bursiki, or a beis atfila, or a beis akisa. Those are the four things you're not allowed to do. But the bottom line is you can't make it a beis atfila. If you can't make it a beis atfila, l'chura, it's a mefurish halach and shulchan aruch, and that's what the shoyl wanted. No, that was his shoyl to Hagoy Ramosha Feinstein. He wanted to know whether we can take a chelik of the beis haknesses, which is the Ezra's Noshim, and convert it into a beis atfila. Why not? Because you see, there's four things you're not allowed to do with a beis haknesses. And one of them is make a beis atfila. And a mikvah at the end of the day is a beis atfila. So the shayla was, could you do it or could you not do it? So Rav Moshe was okay with it. And he gives three reasons why it's okay. The first, that's the one we're going to speak at, he says something very interesting. He says that what's the reason you're not allowed to take a beis haknesses and convert it into a beis atfila? It's because it's a bezayin. A beis haknesses has to be treated with a certain level of sanctity. And if you're going to turn it into a beis hatfila, there's going to be a bezayin. There's a bezayin in the kedusha of the beis haknesses by going ahead and doing something like this. Zokt Rav Moshe Gevaldik. Says we're all familiar with the parasha of Soita. And the parasha of Soita involved a situation where because of Shalom Bayis, Lahavi Shalom Ben Ishli Ishtoi, we went and we took the Shem Hashem and we were meichet. Shmishin nichtav b'kedusha yimach. Why? Lahavi shalom ben ish l'ishtai. Because to bring shalom ben ish l'ishtai, we were willing to go and be meichet to Shem Hashem. V'oyit, says Rav Moshe. Do you know that when a Saita would go up to the Beis HaMikdash, she would stand in the Azara, and her hair was uncovered, and they would rip her begadim, right? The Kehanim could look, they can't look. Whole sugi is a Masechta Saita, but she was there in a very disrespectful way. She's in the Azara. She's in the Azara, and still she stood there. Why? This is all part of the Saita process. And Lahavi Shalim Ben Ishtoi will be Mevater on the Kovid and the Kedusha of the Azara and of the Shem Hashem, because Shalom Bayis is something that's so wichtig. So say, Rav Moshe, we're not dealing with an ordinary Beis HaTfilah over here. We're dealing with a Mikvas Noshen, which is something that's integral for Shalom Bayis. So if this is something that's going to bring Shalom Bayis, so Zot, Rav Moshe, V'alei Dvarim Kal V'chaymeru, Madach in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azor. We're willing to be Moichik to Shem Hashem. We're willing to allow this woman to stand in the Azor. Allah be Shalom in Ishtoi. Agam, there's a tremendous bezoyin in the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. So kal v'chomer, you're dealing with bezoyin for the Ezra's Noshim. We'll be mevata. We'll turn a blind eye and we'll convert it into a Beis Atfilo. Lahavi sholem bein ish leishdai. It's an Ezra's. It's a mikvas Noshim. It's nogeya sholem bias. It's something that you would be able to do. And he says, don't tell me that you can't learn out anything from Saita. Maybe Saita is different. Maybe Saita is mitzvah bekach shani. He says, I have a riot to you from who? Achitofel. So we spoke about Achitofel on Sunday. We have Achitofel again, because the Gemara famously says that Bashar Shakara David Shitin, when David was digging the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, Kofa Tahim, the Tahim went up, and it was about to destroy the entire world. And nobody knew what to do. And David HaMelech said, if somebody doesn't tell me what to do, and he really knows what to do, I'm going to kill him. And Achitofel was there. Nasa Achitofel kal v'chaymer ba'atzmai. He said, Ma, dachla v'sholim ben ishlishta, you're allowed to be moichit Hashem Hashem. He says, certainly, v'lehi v'sholim kolaylam kulay. He tells David HaMelech, right to Shem Hashem, throw it into the waters, you see everything is going to calm down. So you see that he learned something from the parasha of Saita. He didn't come like a London and say, no, Saita is different, mitzvah sebekach shiny, right, just like you can't learn that Aseh is doicha loisa sheish bekar is from Yibum, so maybe you can't learn that you let him be mevaza something from Saita. No, he didn't say that. He was nasa kal v'chaymer ba'atzmi. So Rav Moshe says, I could also be nasa kal v'chaymer ba'atzmi. I could also learn from there. The reason this is interesting is because we once spoke at a name of Brach. Remember we spoke at that Gishmak and Chuvah Zaramah. The Raman is Chuvah Sivin Yod Aleph, for the Raman wanted to be matah, to be moitzi shemra on somebody. Lasso is sholem benish leishtoi. And he learned it out from Ruvain, right? The fact that they used to tell the soita the mice of Ruvain, even though kolayim and Ruvain chato in el atoya. So he spoke out fascinating, great. And ultimately it came down to a kal v'chaymer from soita. He said, emek bracha. Talmud of the Brisker Rav says, how could you learn out from the parish of Saita? Mitzvasa bekach shani. You're going to go down this road, you're going to tell me, oh, Shalom is better than Mechikas Hashem, and this is better than Shalom, so you're going to stop being Mechik Hashem for every little thing. He says, you're not allowed to do that. Mitzvasa bekach shani. And that's what Rav Moshe was coming to Bavarn. He was coming to Bavarn that don't tell me that there it's different, because achi teufel teichiach, it's a horror on the emek brach, it ties into all that festering that we spoke at a little while ago. But either way, at the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe comes back and he says another svara. At the very end of the tshuva, anav dalet, says Rav Moshe, I think it's even more pashut. Because it's true, you're not allowed to sell a beis hakneses for these four things, even if it's a kvar, even if there's shiva tuvei ha'ir maybe. The point is that it's complicated. Merchitz, bursiki, beis hatfilah, and beis hakiset. But we know you're also not allowed to sell a sefer Torah, and that's even more chomer. But there are two times you are allowed to sell a sefer Torah. What are the two times? Lumay Torah, v'lisa isha. Zakra Moshe, lisa isha. Aha. A mikvah is integral for lisa isha. Because if there's no mikvah, there's no pruvu, there's no leisovara l'sheves yitzara. So Rav Moshe says, I think it's poshet that you'd be able to sell a beis hakneses or convert a beis hakneses into a mikvah. Because if you'd ask me, I tell you, even a lot of sell say for Torah for a mikvah. It's not lumay Torah v'lisa isha. Incorrect. It is lumay Torah v'lisa isha. I mean that it's lumay Torah v'lisa isha. It's included in lisa isha. It's for that reason that it is in fact going to be okay. Just a few other areas. One-liners, bullet points, where you find that maybe it's going to be okay, is number one, Tosfos in Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Ches Amud Beis. From over there is talking about the godless of the mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim. The Rambam says there's no greater mitzvah in the Torah than Pidyon Shvuyim. So Tosfos says, really, if it's such a big mitzvah, then why do you find a Moichon Sefer Torah Ela Lumay Torah V'Lisa Isha? Why not Pidyon Shvuyim? Says Tosfos, you have to say Avad Avad Amar Perik B'nei Yair a Moichon Sefer Torah Ela Lumay Torah V'Lisa Isha. V'loik Tani Pidyon Shvuyim Shem and Milsa the Pshita Hiv Loi Itzrich L'Misi. Probably it was so pashit, and that's why it's so pashit that Pidyon Shvuyim is such a chashuv mitzvah that it wasn't mentioned. But Avada Gavis, there's no shaila in the world that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, Lumay Torah, Felisa Isha, and you'd be able to sell it for Pidyon Shvuyim as well. Just one other interesting Maramakim on this note, it's just Kedai to know the Maramakim, that Tosis Masechtas Vayezor, that after Gimel Aman Aleph brings a She'iltis for Rabbi Chai Goyen, where the She'iltis Rabbi Chai Goyen is discussing a similar halacha. A Koyen is not allowed to go to Kutz Laretz once upon a time. Why not? Because Chutzlars was considered Tomei, Midrabanon. Kain is not allowed to be Matame to a Mace. A Beis HaPras. It was considered Tumas Mace, Midrabanon. Says the Gemara, there are a few exceptions. What are the exceptions? Lomay Torah, V'lisa isha. Zog toisvis. Avo b'shiltas rabba choygoy mefurish. The hanuch tekili, that the Gemara mentioned these two, to tell me that even those two, the kolshkin l'shar mitzvahs shehim chashuvahs. So this is a real mind twister. But says Rabbi Chai Goyin, it's not only l'umay Torah v'lisa isha because they're so chomer, but it's even l'umay Torah v'lisa isha, even those two is something you're allowed to do. We'll just conclude with this. So l'umay Torah v'lisa isha. So, I don't know if you ever notice, but in the famous tefillas hashlah that people say on Erev, Erev Shavuos. So the Shlo begins as follows. Atu Hashem Elokeinu ad shelo barasa olam. V'atu Elokeinu misha barasa olam. Umei olam v'ad olam atokel. U'barasa olamcha. Why did you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, create the world? Begin l'ish demoida elokusach be'emtzus teiras chakdosh. I don't have nekudas here. K'mon she'amru razal. Bereisish b'shvil Torah b'shvil Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world. And why do you create the world? You create the world for the Torah. Came amcho v'nachlascha shabachartu v'hem yikolu umos. V'altiyam ha-Torah bo lono v'mcha Hashem alkeinu shtei tzivuim. And you gave us two mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs? The first one is kasavta v'teirascha prurvu. V'kasavta v'teirascha v'lemadetem oisam es b'neichem. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah prurvu. And there's a mitzvah of limad et hamoisam es benechem. Va'akavona b'shtei machas. The kavona for the two is the same. Ki loy l'soyu barasa ki im l'sheves. U l'chvoidcha barasa yetzarta afasiso. Kidei sheni anachnu v'tzatzoy kol amcha b'yisrael yoyde shemecha v'loim d'sar sechas. You know, the Gemara always says, regarding the mitzvah pru revu, the mitzvah of sheves, l'yisov v'rov l'sheves yitzarev. Pruvu is such an important mitzvah because that's the tachlis of the Bria. Because Baruch created the world, so people should populate it, they should procreate. But really, there's another tachlis. The tachlis isn't just for people to have children and for them to run wild and that it should be total anarchy. That's not the point. The Ramabal also had people roaming the world because Baruch destroyed that world, the Daraflag, etc. The purpose is that there should be people learning Torah, Bishvila Torah Shinikarashis, Bishvila Yisrael Shinikarashis. And they both fall into the same point, says the Shlo. What the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, lo sheves yetzara, but what does it mean, lo sheves? Not that we should be professionals, but that we should learn Torah, bishvila Torah and the Koreishas, and it's both one and the same. Lo my Torah v'lisa isha, that is the tachlis ayetzira. Lo so v'ra lo sheves yetzara, but it's also lo my Torah. It's bishvila Torah and the Koreishas, and if you have one without the other without one, that it's ikar chasim and asefer. So these are the exceptions or the rule that you always find. That you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah, but lo my Torah v'lisa, you're allowed to sell a sefer. Koyin's not allowed to go to chutz laretz, but lo my Torah v'lisa. What is lo my Torah v'lisa? The two big mitzvahs. It's more than Tais asks the kash. What about pinyan shvuyim? So Tosfos says that pinyan shvuyim avad. The Emes says it's a Rambam that's mashma not that way. Other Rishonim are not so mashma that way. Aye, if you look at it in terms of how chashuv, maybe pinyan shvuyim is more. It's not the point. It's not about what's more chashuv or less chashuv, what has more value or what has less value. Lo my Torah v'lisa isha is tachlis kol hayetzira. And if a person is not going to get married, he's not going to learn Torah, he's not going to be mekayim l'sheves yetzara the way he's supposed to be mekayim l'sheves yetzara. So then you're not being mekayim achivasei ba'ilomai. It's not the chaymer mitzvah per se, I think. It's the tachlis per se. That's what this is all about. And the tachlis is l'sheves yitzara. And what's made l'sheves yitzara? Zok, the shlach kodesh, the way he's explaining it, is it's two things. It's number one, have children, procreate. But va'oid, it's v'limadet ha'maisam es b'nechem. It's also about l'umay Torah. So you say of l'umay Torah, v'lisa isha is not two really chashuv mitzvahs. You want to talk about chashuv mitzvahs? Maybe there's other chashuv mitzvahs. It's about the tachlis. Zavadi, you're not allowed to sell sefer Torah. There's certain things you're not allowed. But if a person's going to live a life, and it's going to be ikar chasam and asefer, then mahu yilu chachamim b'takan tayu, then we're just missing the boat. So fashtetzach, then when it comes to these two things, l'umay Torah, v'lisa isha, which is our tachlis, it's our tachlis, avadi, there's nothing in the world that can get in the way.